Good morning, Bossy. Are you well?
Michael, how are you, my friend? How are you, buddy?
Very well indeed. Good to see you finally made it to Melbourne.
Oh, hasn't it been a pain in the ass, this process? But it's been a bit painful to watch, to be honest.
I could imagine. What has been going through your mind as you've watched Incentivise just tear everything apart?
Oh, it's been a tough watch, but, you know, on the flip side of it, you know, it's been, well, it backed up what I originally, remember I spoke to you about this before I was moving down, you know, and before this all, you know, all got turned to crap, and he was backed up what I thought. So, you know, good for the connections and Aussie and all the boys and Bray, and Brett's handling him unbelievably well. So, you know, congratulations to them all.
He has. What are your thoughts watching from afar now with the 57 kilos for him heading into a cup over 2 miles?
Yeah, well, he's going to go into uncharted territory now. There's a few things. Like, obviously, mate, he definitely deserves favouritism and definitely deserves, he probably deserves the weight. But now he's got to go to a distance which he's never been at. And he's got to meet a horse which he's probably never met, you know, before in Spanish Mission. Like he brings world class form, doesn't he? Mm. And can I be frank? I think the Caulfield Cup was a long tail ordinary race this year. Non-conformist and these sort of horses, yeah, they're good horses for sure, but they're not superstars by any means, stretch of imagination. So. He's got to come up against one serious contender, but it's going to be an interesting race, isn't it?
Is that where you see the danger to him in this year's Melbourne Cup from the internationals? Unfortunately, we've just lost, away he goes, and you're actually on another international, even though now trained by Gay and Adrian in Sir Lucan. So is it that X-factor European form that you think will be the biggest danger?
No doubt. I think Grand Promenade is going well. There's no doubt he's going really good, that horse. I'd be interested to see what they do with Very Elegant. Talking to Chris, he was probably a little bit the other day about he more lean not to runner. He's probably got a Queen Elizabeth in mind up in the autumn. But yeah, getting back to your answer, I think it's going to be a European that's going to really test Incentivise for sure.
Yeah, and confirming that as well, having a chat to Bray this morning, there is still no decision on Very Elegant, and it is very much a 50-50 decision with the indication from Chris Waller that he probably wants to err on the side of caution and maybe not compete in this year's Melbourne Cup. So that then takes away maybe some more class at the top. And what does it mean for your horse then, Sir Lucan, who's going to get in with 50 kilos? So it's a lightweight. It's a big difference, 57 kilos that Spanish Mission and also Incentivise have, and even the defending champion Twilight Payment compared to Sir Lucan.
Yeah, that's correct. Listen, all along I've been talking to Liam. I thought it was going to be a top weight race this year. I think obviously looking at the class ones, which are the ones that they pick themselves, don't they? Incentivise, Spanish Mission and alike. But then you sort of go back, and I had a really good chat to Frankie Dettori about this horse. He's been riding him over in Europe, and he gave me a really good insight into this horse. And, you know, obviously with the lightweight, it was a big thing to think about for me to get down to 50. I'm going to ride him at 51. But after having a good chat with Frankie about this horse at length and then having a look at his European form, and if you disregard his last run, which was on a really shifting track, and he got right out of his ground and basically was sat up on in the last 200 or 300 metres that he sat on him, so the margin was probably a little bit unfair. He brings some really good 3-year-old form, and Frankie was of the opinion that there was a real good crop of 3-year-olds this year over there. He said they're very good horses, so that probably swayed me to go take the ride.
Well, you're the man who knows. 17th ride in a Melbourne Cup, and it seems a while ago now, but the three-peat with the magical Maccabi Diva. Do you still reminisce about those days? Have you had a look at any of those replays recently?
Oh, not really, to be honest. It gets brought up this time of the year, obviously. But, I'm pretty proud of the fact that I think out of the 17 rides I've had, 12 of them have finished in the top six.
Gee.
So, you know, it's been a race where I've, you know, second, third, fourth. I mean, I've always been around about the money. So, it's just been a race. I've been able to, you know, give my horses every chance. But you've got to rise to these occasions, haven't you?
Well, it's going to be a big cup week for you as well. And, gee, you've picked up some nice rides on Derby Day as well. You're going to ride Artorias in the Coolmore?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to riding this horse. He's just one of those horses. I believe he's a bit of a short course form horse. I know he's been stretched out over a mile. But for mine, I think he's a better 6 furlong horse, possibly the 7 at a stretch. So he's the type of horse that you really look for in these type of races. He's got that impeccable form. He's going to be obviously, he deserves to be up the top of the market. And I believe that he's going to be, he'll run very good down the straight, which he's never run down before. So, I've been actually trying to get on this horse for quite a while, and I finally got on him. So, hopefully it all works out.
And you know the Sydney form of these three-year-olds very well. It looks a year where maybe it's not as strong or as deep as what we've seen in previous years with the three-year-old sprinters.
Yeah, yes and no. It's solid, Animo's come out and backed up that form. He's a superstar. So I wouldn't say that they're weak. I just think they're a good even bunch. This horse is running in the Caulfield Guineas was very good. I think he's a colt that tries his heart out, but he doesn't run the trip. Mm. That's just my opinion. His short course form is outstanding, and what I'm banking on is, sometimes down the straight they don't actually go as quick as what they do, and in what some 7 furlong mile races they actually just camp up and just. So it gives a horse like this horse, he's got a weapon turn of speed, and if he can be a little bit closer, which I know it sounds silly, but over 6 furlongs down the straight, this horse could possibly be a little bit closer in the runner and travelling. He's got an amazing turn of speed. If he can utilise that, he's going to be very hard to beat.
In the Derby, you're currently on the first emergency, hoping Zumon gets in the race. You won a Derby with Hit the Roof back in 2000. So much is unknown with these three-year-olds when they get out to this distance. But obviously this gallop has caught your eye.
Yeah, he is. I rode him work on Tuesday, and he gave me a real feel, this bloke. And he should be nearly 3 from 3. And I'm a little bit, I don't know if you can answer this. How does a horse like Cheerful Moment, who's got a less rating and less money, get in front of this horse? I don't know how they do this, to be honest. And it's, got beaten 10 lengths the other day, and it's starting like 150 to 1. I can't believe a horse like that will get in front of this horse. I'm a reserve. So anyway, maybe that's a question someone can answer for me, and so I can understand it.
Well, Dean Lester always listens in, and he's actually got a share in Cheerful Moment. He might be able to help us out with that. Maybe it's something to do with his metropolitan placings over in WA or something. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, well, if it goes on ratings and prize money, they're the two things that really should count, shouldn't they? It's got less prize money and less rating. I'm not bagging the horse, but I'm just bagging the system. How does that work? You've got a horse that basically can't win, and I'll say he can't win, and you've got a horse that basically can win. It's not in the race. So anyway, Dean probably has a different opinion than me because he's an owner, but if you want to look at it straight, the facts and figures, he shouldn't be in the race.
It's an interesting convert. Dean Lester just said, super bonus money. So maybe the prize money that Zumon has is through Super Vobus. So there you go. Dino's onto us.
Yeah, see, that should, there's an argument that shouldn't count either. So there you go. But
It's an interesting point you make, and we're going to discuss it with Matty Stewart after 9 o'clock, re the Melbourne Cup, because Johnny Get Angry, last year's fairy tale story, is almost in a similar situation. He's unfortunately been racing very poorly, but he's got his place in this year's Melbourne Cup, where a horse like Floating Artist, who's on the cusp of getting in, is not guaranteed. One's seemingly got no hope, and the other would probably start about third or fourth favourite. So there's a lot of conjecture and debate about getting into these major races throughout the spring.
Yeah, well, our industry is built on turnover and wagering. And, he's a great story. I mean, he is a great story. I nominated as one of the greatest stories we had last year. But quite simply, he shouldn't be in the race. He's going to attract no turnover, no money. Of course, there's going to be the $1 and $2 punters out there, because of the story. But he's simply going to do nothing for the race other than being a bit of a speed hump. So, you know what I mean? You've got to look at it in a sensible point of view. And, yes, there's all these dreams and all these things, but that doesn't do anything for our industry as far as what goes ahead. You know, you need prize money, you need turnover. Yeah, I know it's a harsh reality, but that's the simple thing. That's how I see it. You know, that horse should not be in the race. His form suggests he shouldn't be in the race. And you've got to have the best 24 runners in the Melbourne Cup to create excitement, generate turnover, and make the race a better race.
Yeah, it's going to be more discussion on that. Who else are we looking forward to on Saturday? Aramaya going around in the Cantala?
Yeah, obviously his form in Sydney has been outstanding. So he obviously gets in here in the... With this sort of condition of this race and a lot with a lightweight, and he looks like he's going to be one of the horses to beat in that race.
Who else have we got on Saturday that you've got locked in at the moment?
I'm riding a nice, yeah, a nice filly from it's been raced up in Sydney. She'll run in the Furby Sprint, yeah. Annalong, she's been racing quite well, but. But she's a dead set 1,000-metre horse, 1,100-metre horse. So I said to Brad, we're up to run her down the straight. And this race seems to be fit her bill. I think she'll run very, very well in this sort of race.
And Bossy, this is home now. You're back for good. What's it like being reunited with the family?
Yeah, so exciting. We had a lunch in on Saturday with Tate and Carter. First time we really caught up. And, yeah, we had an absolute fabulous day. And, yeah, looking forward to it. We're having dinner again tonight. So it's going to be, you know, it's getting back to the family. It's just been great to watch Sloane. You know, she's had such a great day with the kids on Saturday and we're all together. And, yeah, I feel great to be back in Melbourne, to be very honest. It feels good. I played golf yesterday with a few of my mates and, yeah, it was just had such a fun day.
Well, it's good to have Bossy back in town as well, especially over Cup Week. Best of luck on the weekend and with Sir Lucan in the Cup as well, Bossy.
Yeah, thanks. Good to talk to you again.
Glenn Boss, the superstar.